7th of December, not so long ago in 1946, was the burning of the wine cup in Atlanta. It was said it wouldn't burn, was made of brick. Guests were sleeping in their beds in early morning, never dreaming of the fate they had in store. Then the screaming of the sirens gave them warning that the flames were climbing upward floor by floor. Those faces in the window, I see them in my dream. I always will remember those agonizing screams. But surely there's a heaven for folks that die this way. And we'll go home to meet them in glory some sweet day. There's 119 we know are sleeping, sleeping peacefully 6 feet beneath the sun. Yes, the awful hand of death for them was reaching. They were ushered in the presence of their God. Oh, the firemen did their best to reach the suffering. There were screams of agony in every breath. But their ladders were too short to even reach them. They were left there in their room to burn to death. There were people there from many towns and cities. Some were drinking, some were sober, there's no doubt. And the way they met their death, it was a pity. Still, there was no earthly way to help them out. In their efforts to escape, they met disaster. Some were overcome by smoke and awful heat. Let us hope and trust and pray they met the Master ere they landed on the sidewalks and the street.
Those faces in the window, I see them in my dream. I always will remember those agonizing screams. But surely there's a heaven for folks that die this way. And we'll go home to meet them in glory some sweet day.